Come on in here for a minute. Close the door. Come on in, sit down for just a minute. Say to me, this is A Course in Miracles. There's all sorts of attempts at conceptual communication abroad about what is A Course in Miracles. And I'm here to answer that question. Because my discovery of what The Course in Miracles is what A Course in Miracles is. Let's practice. And will you come in and sit down? I need to get your attention for a minute. When I view you, and I'm going to attempt to teach as what you call an advanced teacher, just for a minute. Well, what is an advanced teacher? I am. Ask me once more. I'm an advanced teacher. What am I teaching? I'm teaching myself. The Course in Miracles has shown me in a systematic way how I can discover on a continuing basis a whole alternative in a new continuum of time in how I previously identified myself. We've been up on the net now and on the satellite for some time, and the reports abroad are giving strong indications of you individually deciding to practice the idea of the mere possibility of an objective change in the association of the world as you see it, based solely on the change of your mind. I'm looking at, you caught me looking at Astronomy magazine. I love the idea that I'm being pressed by gravity. One of the solutions I found in my own illumination was, to my happy surprise, that so-called, what you call dark matter, which makes up 80% of the universe, is actually light matter. And the 20% that I think I am is where the darkness lies. Did that impress you? Probably not. But I'm very much aware that you're aware that you appear to be trapped in a conceptual association of yourself with the universe. This one says here, the ultimate cosmic mysteries. Okay. What is A Course in Miracles? A solution to the ultimate cosmic mystery. How about this? Here's a good one. Face to face with a black hole. I can take one of the chapters of our Course in Miracles that'll give you dramatic evidence of the idea that you're being plunged into a black hole association where you feel the despondency of your conceptual self, from which you emerge in an instant, expand out into the universe, and are gone from here. Two factors that are involved in this. Do I have your attention? Look at me. I need your attention. Practice. I'm responsible for what I see. I choose the results that I want within my parameter of light. And everything I see represents a decision that I have made. Let's look at it in one of the later review lessons in the workbook, because it's a good formulation for how we can initially give you an encounter with the ultimate solution. Listen. All you think reflects ideas. Your salvation's keynote What I see reflects a process in my mind, which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. From insane wishes comes an insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned. Are you listening? From forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. So here's our dilemma. If you can understand this in a very fundamental sense, this is what I'm offering you in my own discovery of the solution of who I am. Might as well hear it. This world is an illusion within your own mind. This is the entire basis of A Course in Miracles. You listening? None of it is true. Because the association or the idea of separation that formulated the schism could not have lasted for any longer than just a moment. Can you say this with me? So that when you look at me, I'm giving back to you in this mind training exactly at that moment how you want to train your mind in a systematic way to a self-discovery that will allow you either to stay in this little parameter of light or what? Expand out into the universe. That was in one of these discovery magazines that I looked at this morning. Here it is, the Cosmo Speed Up. It's the idea that as we view ourselves within this little parameter, the universe appears to be expanding. The latest theory, whatever that is, theory of cosmos expansion, indicates that on the contrary, the universe is contracting, which is true from the perspective of which I'm offering it to you, both. Practice in this Course in Miracles by continuing to convert the agency of the objective association, I'm getting a little excited here, of your mind, it will appear to you just for a moment when you release your defenses that the images out there are collapsing on you. Okay, now when you fight the battle of gravity, which is what it is, you will momentarily experience a defense of yourself in the expansion. Here's the solution that I'm offering you through my own illumination. The condition of a human being is nothing but a continuing contraction and expansion. And it occurred in a microsecond. It occurred in a nanosecond. Ask me, how long is a nanosecond? Ready? 1,000,000,000 of a second. Come on. Boy, I'll tell you this, if that's true, ready? But that's a second. All right. You're trapped in that second, are organizing it into associations of yourself, okay, and are living within a single second. This is the entire practice of my teaching, that there's a way that you can walk on this earth and continually change your mind about what you want to see within the parameter of the light consciousness that identifies yourself based on your capacity of choice. What is the Course in Miracles? Here's the preamble in the text. Listen. Here it is. This is A Course in Miracles. It's a required course. Only the time you take it is voluntary. Free will does not mean that you can establish the curriculum. It means only that you can elect what you want to take at a given time. Listen to this. The course does not aim at teaching the meaning of love, for that is beyond what can be taught. It does aim, however, at removing the blocks to the awareness of love's presence, which is your natural inheritance. Listen, the opposite of love is fear. But what is all-encompassing can have no opposite. Here we go. This Course in Miracles can therefore be summed up very simply in this way. Are you listening? Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. And herein lies the solution that I am offering to you at this time and place. As you individually protect yourself in a modality of what we term dark light, all right, by employing devices of defense based solely on fear. Yet the preamble to Our Course in Miracles said very simply that when you are fearful, you don't exist. As uncompromising as that might be to your mind as I offer you that solution, the simple fact of the matter, from any viewpoint you would like to look at it, we have a eternally creating source of reality. This comes often from one of the observations of our cosmetologists. Cosmetologist, is that a guy who studies the cosmos? I'm not sure. Oh, that's a beautician. That's a beautician who recognizes the joy that you're experiencing in a new effort to expand your mind out into the universe. In the Course, this is called the face of Christ. I thought I wouldn't get around to that. Shall I try it? Those of you who have sort of entered into this parameter of a new time frame with me, when I look at you, I see you as whole and perfect as you were created, very simply because that's what reality is. Momentarily, in your need for this Course in Miracles, you are seeing me in a reflection of your own, let's try, I seem to be sticking with this idea of universal mind, with the idea that you are a particle wave association of energy that allows you to believe that the reflections of light that represent who you think you are do not allow you to see at any single moment the entirety of the expansion of the universe. Let's look at it again. The idea that the universe is expanding is true. You're faced with a dilemma, in which I've heard some responses, that the universe is going to expand forever. Be reasonable. What is it going to expand from? The solution that you have found in observation of what's actually occurring is that it will get to a certain point where ostensibly it uses up all the mass that it accumulated in the ascension and will then collapse back into itself. This is a what we call a macrocosm definition of a microcosm reassociation of the body form as a universe. Can you see that with me? The mind training of A Course in Miracles actually offers you the idea that you're what you would call a micronaut. The idea that you can travel within your own subatomic cellular association with yourself, and it will describe in some manner in your own association what a cosmonaut sees out in the universe. My suggestion to you, if you'll accept my fundamental premise, which obviously those in perhaps in this astronomy magazine, here's one that says, inflation, the complete story. Obviously, I'm offering you my certainty that inflation is more than a complete story. It's an ongoing revelation occurring in your own mind to the solution of the problem of your location. That's why it's a miracle. What are the fundamental necessities for becoming a teacher of A Course in Miracles? Fundamentally, you're going to have to acknowledge that you're responsible for what you see and are choosing the decisions that you're making. Number two, and equally important, in the idea of a continuing alternative is that there is only one power in the universe that cannot be subtracted from the entirety of you in your own association with yourself. I looked at the lovely article by someone who writes about his determination that the universe is expanding. Yet look at him. He remains within his own little enclosure of the particulars himself and lives within the illusion of the necessity to correspond in sequential time, wherein he comes into this association, occupies himself momentarily in a search for love, yet retains the fear, you're looking at me, that is inherent in your self-identity. Say to me, if you will, are you telling me that I'm not who I think I am? Yeah. The basis of the necessity for the mind conversion, which is our Course in Miracles, is to show you on a continuing practicing basis that you're not who you claim to be. And most emphatically, you're not who the world has declared that you are within the parameter of your own consciousness that represents the limitations you impose on yourself for fear of the release in the expanding universe. So, the beginning of the text, obviously it comes from out of time, and the author is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he's the author because he says he is. And whether you believe that's true or not, I'm totally indifferent to. I would suggest that you examine the perspective of A Course, which gives every indication of having, in a totality, nothing all to do with the idea that you would be separate from God. That being the fundamental teachings of your historic Savior Jesus, who appears here in time, looks at you as I'm looking at you now as your Savior, and instructing you in the responsibility for you accept the idea that you're the Savior, and saying, what are you doing here? And your response inevitably is, I don't know. What a fearful response. Okay? What a fearful response. So the beginning of the text of the mind training of A Course allows you to observe on a virtually continuing basis your fear. Because at any single moment, your conceptual self-identity will represent all the fear that there is in the universe. There. Now, this is the mind training. You've allowed yourself in the last 18 minutes, 20 minutes, to come in to a new parameter of space-time that is altering your individual association with the constructs of your own mind. 20 beautiful lessons in the workbook say this, and I'd like to have you repeat it with me now. I'm not a body. Say it. That's not who you are. It's an illusion of a correspondence of reflected light that's keeping you in the idea of the fracturedness of the particulars of a static location in time. I'm within your mind frame based on this course in the conversion of your mind, telling you that the responsibility for renewal, enlightenment, a totality of self-recognition that allows you to escape from the bondage of space-time is where? In your mind. And it required that experience. That experience. This experience. There's a lot of joy in the kingdom because of the millions now, it's turning out, who are beginning to practice the simple idea that in a moment of forgiveness of the combat that they have with their neighbors and friends and enemies and, in fact, all objective associations, they are finding what we term the peace of God. Obviously, what you have been searching for, say to me, is love. Isn't that true? There you are. What you've been searching for is love. What have you been finding? Love. How? Fearfully. You can hear me now. I can tell I've penetrated the dark form of your mind. You love to love. But you need to do it in a fearful manner so that your idea of love turns in immediately to the necessity for you to defend your previous actions in regard to how you obtained, and I'm using that word advisedly, love. You are then possessed within your conceptual mind by the ideas of what love is within a parameter of fractured light, literally a potential not being used, in which you gather arrangements within self-concept, live out your idea of potential contained in the possession and protection of yourself, which you identify as love, and then are terminated by your simple refusal to accept in the most fundamental ideas of this teaching. You listening? That this world is already over. It wouldn't be fair to you as a conceptual mind not to offer to you, I'm using myself as an advanced teacher, in my own illumination, my certainty of this. And this was the preamble to the text. When you are fearful, you don't exist. And while that uncompromising position may not be acceptable to you within the frame of time in which you find yourself, it's inevitable that you will find it, very simply, because you're seeking it. The consciousness identity of a human being, species Homo sapien, the idea that you're aware of your own awareness, obviously cannot not contain the entirety of the solution. So in this first 27 minutes of what is A Course in Miracles, I have offered to you, hopefully, through a continuing mind training, evidence, new evidence, in an expanding idea of light form. I'm looking right at you. That you're not who you claim to be. And you let me, at least momentarily, enter into my certainty that it's true with you and offer you the entirety of the solution. We'll be back in just a moment to continue with the second 27 minutes about the mind training of this course. Say to me, it's a miracle. It's a miracle because we're remembering that God goes with us wherever we go, God being the mind with which we're thinking. Let's say it together. God bless us, everyone. Stand by. Lonesome and free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. Sons of the Pioneers, Decca, 78, on an old Brunswick in 1937. What does that have to do with the mind training? Listen to me. There's never any objection in a whole mind, and I'm trying to express to you my own illumination. My certainty that responsibility for self lies with you, and the particulars of your capacity within memory to enjoy not only the moment of the singing of the tumbling tumbleweed, I somehow got caught. I had regressed or progressed a moment into an association that brought on a vision of writing out in the West. Look at me. I saw you just momentarily within your own thoughts allow a memory of joy to enter into the parameter of your consciousness. Listen carefully to me, because if you can enter into this perspective that I'm offering you now, your progress in the idea of the mind training is going to be extremely rapid. There's never within the parameter of your association with yourself, in the concept of the self-identity that you hold, an objective other than the one in which you find yourself within your own consciousness. The purpose of the mind training is to show you that each moment contained within the fabric of your memories are, say to me, moments of joy. There was one. There's another one. That was the tumbling tumbleweed. Could you get that? Here's a thought about the inflation of the universe. That was a thought I had that I can escape this idea of space-time. Watch me. That the gravity that was caving in on me and causing me to curve back in a limited circumference that made me look at you again in what appeared to be a different perspective, where I still retained the fracturedism of dark light that constituted my defense against the gravity. I'm communicating with you. Now, my expression of how I communicate with you need not concern you, but the moment of communication places on you the burden of the conversion of your own conceptual self. Could you see that with me? Let's try it this way. That was better. Did you begin to lay down some of the burden of gravity? Now, if I change the perspective to the psychology of finding joy within your own concepts, shall I do it? It would indicate in the emotional value you place on yourself that dark light has placed you in a position of fear that ultimately reaches one of despondency because you can't find the solution. Now I'm offering you an emotional evaluation of the correspondences of light. Now, let's look at the cosmos speed-up indicated in astronomy. You listening? As long as that astronomer within his own mind can retain an objective ideas of the universe separate from himself, he can enjoy the scientific theory or evidence of what the universe is. Are you listening to me? Outside of him. Now, fine. I hear there's 100 billion stars in our galaxy and 500 million galaxies in packnesses that are a trillion times greater, rarefications that are so rare that there's no particle at all. And there you sit. This Course in Miracles shows you a manner that you can enter in to the idea of a physical universe, you listening, without the necessity for the identification of your own physicality. Say to me, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Because the nature of the conversion, quantum, of the particle, the mass, to the wave cannot be observed without converting it. In effect, what I'm offering you in this mind training is that everything you observe can be departicleized in a moment if you don't protect yourself. Ah, but how fearful. Why? It will cause a collapse of yourself. There's another one here about the black hole. I'm going to find it. Face to face with a black hole. Shall we look at a black hole together? Let's try it. The reflection that you're getting of me in dark mass is an indication. Paul in the Bible says, and I love to use the New Testament because it teaches the individual transformation of your body mind. Paul says, you're looking through a mirror darkly. Notice he doesn't say you're looking through a dark mirror. He says you're looking darkly. And you're getting back a reflection of the particulars of your own location and time. The joy that you're experiencing, hopefully, with me right now, as an advanced teacher, is nothing but the reassociation of your own body. Okay? Shall we term that healing? Yes. Is that a tumor that they had told you was inoperable? Look at me. And that they had told you that you were going to be annihilated by an idea contained within the reference of yourself that you are a body. Okay, this Course in Miracles in the healing aspects, on the last video that we did, where we compared power at one month or transformation of the mind related to healing. they're identical. There it was. Say to me, I am whole and perfect as I was created. I know you are, and it's good to see you again, because within the limited parameter of identities, we have attempted to view through gravity the light that surrounds us in the universe. And one of these articles says the mass of the pressure of contraction turns us, and we end up right back where we started. So this is called the circle of at-one-ment. Now, am I giving you at that point a vernacular of religiosity? Perhaps. I'm not at all concerned about how you define this. In fact, in many of these articles by the astronomers will be associations of passion, or in moments of viewing a distant galaxy, look at me, they feel the joy of participating in the energy of love, you're listening, that constitutes a purpose for them being here. Share this one with me. Shall I tell you what that was so you can perhaps enjoy it more? That was me along with you on a particular summer night, where we went out and lay down for just a moment and looked up at the universe and saw that there were billions of stars, trillions of miles away. Okay, where we were then told there were many more countless ones beyond that. And just for a moment, within our own minds, we lost the necessity to defend ourselves in that correspondence. At that moment, we began to expand. What problems will you have with the teachings that I'm offering you, Mr. Astronomer, or Mr. Physician, or Mr. Musician, or Mr. Artist? My certainty of your individual capacity to emotionally, logically, reasonably express your certainty of whole mind. Will it be a fearful episode? How would it not be? At the moment of the expansion, if you remain within the particulars of that location, listening, the universe is going to collapse in on you. This Course in Miracles is training your mind in a systematic way to a new way of looking at yourself as a human being. I'm going to read you two paragraphs from the beginning of the workbook. Will you listen with me? Of theoretical foundation, such as the text of the Course provides, is necessary as a framework to make the exercises in this workbook meaningful. Listen. Yet it is doing the exercises that will make the goal of the Course possible. An untrained mind can accomplish nothing. It is the purpose of this workbook to train your mind to think along the lines that the text sets forth. Here it is. The purpose of the workbook is to train your mind in a systematic way to a different perception of everyone and everything in the world. Could you hear that? Now, the exercises are planned to help you generalize the lessons so that you will understand that each of them is equally applicable to everyone and everything that you see. One more sentence. Transfer of training in true perception does not proceed as does transfer of the training of the world. Why? If true perception has been achieved in connection with any person, any situation, or event, total transfer to everyone and everything is certain. Listen, no compromise. On the other hand, one exception held apart from true perception makes its accomplishments anywhere impossible. Does that make you happy? I hope it makes you happy to the extent where you might be willing, as you're doing right now, to continue to examine with me the mere prospect, you're listening, that as you change your mind, the world will change. One thing many of us have learned in this Course in Miracles in a very fundamental sense is that if we hold the tensions of possessions within our own mind in correspondence with the objective world, we cannot not feel the grievance, the rage, the revengeful idea of our association with fear, in which we protect the idea of a self, that as we change our mind, will disappear. So now we're down to about 14 minutes in the idea of what is A Course in Miracles. Shall we practice? Ask me, what is A Course in Miracles? This is A Course in Miracles. Okay. A Course in Miracles is a momentary experience within your own self-identity of a solution coming from God, from our creative source that has no connection whatsoever to your concepts. Ask me if that's why it's a miracle. Yeah. There are a great many miracles going on in the world now, and the conceptual associations in their old associations are desperately trying to figure out how the miracle works in order to justify it. Very simply, in the justification of the conflict that they retain in their own idea of themselves, they will deny the miracle of light that's going on all around us at this time and place. Practice. A little prayer here. Heavenly Father, we have met at last in a new parameter of an identities of self-association that are showing us a correspondence within our minds that previously escaped us. Now, the parameter in which we find ourselves in objective time remains a fundamental admission that the alternative or power of light comes from outside of ourself, but ignites as a catalyst a memory within us individually that the light of correspondence will match the universe. This is the same fundamental idea that the entirety of the impactness of a black hole, which you call dark light, is actually the entire energy of light that formulates the continuing expansion of the universe to the realization of a single source of reality creating forever. The joy of that experience right there is what A Course in Miracles is. Now, the practice of A Course in Miracles that will lead you to perhaps the later lessons that we're going to do in this second hour must begin very fundamentally with an admission of what the Course in Miracles teaches. Now, to the vast number of separate associations in this world who have never heard of or know what the Course actually offers, I'm going to open up the workbook and simply do the first week for you. Shall I tell you why? The energy of the provision that you're feeling within our association, if what I read you in the preamble to the workbook is true, can show you the immediacy of your capacity to leave here at this moment. Why? You can leave here right now if you choose to. What have I offered you in your own self-discovery? My certainty that the decision is yours. But in order for you to make a true new decision about your relationship with yourself and the universe, it's fundamentally necessary in the mind training that you deny your own self-association. Now, in that moment of the denial of your body arrangement will be the entirety of the solution. Shall we do it together? Let's do the first seven lessons. I'm going to start with lesson number seven, because if you can hear seven, what I've been offering you since we came into this practice period, all right, you can begin to understand the immediacy of what we're being offered in the light and love that we're sharing now. Look at me. Say to me, I'm seeing only the past. Yeah. There for a moment you saw me. What did you do? You brought all of your past with me. Okay, but what was triggered in our moment of sharing of love was an old memory of joy. Are you listening? That memory of joy need not be connected to your old conceptual memory associations. If you connect them, you will feel that you have lost the joy that you found when we went to the hill and looked up at the stars and held each other's hands and said, we're going out into the universe together. All right? Now, perhaps to the astronomer, while that idea is in his own mind, his organization of himself will only view himself in the parameter of the limitations of light correspondence that hold him in the bondage of space-time. These are the seven lessons, and we're going to begin with lesson number seven. Listen. Here it is. I see only the past. This idea is particularly difficult to believe at first, yet it's the rationale for all of the preceding ones. Why? Old ideas about time are very difficult to change because everything you believe is rooted in time and depends on you not learning these new ideas about it. Yet that is precisely why you need new ideas about time in this introduction of the workbook. This first time idea is really not so strange as it may sound at first. And we'll be looking at it in more detail as this course progresses. Let's look now at the first lessons and the difficulty we have had because we see only the past. I see only the past is the reason why nothing that I see means anything. Seeing only the past is the reason why I have given everything I see all the meaning that it has for me. Seeing only the past is the reason why I don't understand anything I see. Seeing only the past is why my thoughts do not mean anything and why they are like the things that I see. Stand by. Seeing only the past is the reason why I am never upset for the reasons that I think. One more. And seeing only the past is why I am upset, because I am seeing something that is not there. Whoa, where are you going? You're leaving? Will you stay just for a minute? There are reports on the net becoming more and more acceptable that each individual is actually corresponding with his own thoughts about himself. All you'd ever have to fundamentally accept is that if you're seeing only the past, it couldn't possibly affect you. Now, obviously, you use the idea of the past as a protective device within your own mind. You project your ideas of the past into what you call the future, and you live within this sequence of time. Now, you've come around again. All right. I'm offering you the solution. Look at me. In this mind training, my experience of my own enlightenment before time began and after it's over. Obviously, if you live within sequential time, you will live in your old references, and you will be annihilated by the pressure of gravity that's pushing you down into nothing. But look at the parameter of consciousness that you establish in order to locate yourself at all. This is the idea of human consciousness. You found yourself in an invention of space-time in which there cannot not be a solution to their problem. Search you will, because search you must. Find you will, because find you must. Search and you will find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. Because through this mind training, we have changed the parameters of our association, beginning with ourselves, and then our subsequent realization that we can include, through forgiveness, all the love that surrounds us. Thank you for allowing me momentarily to penetrate your defenses that have constituted the idea that you're in this little place in space-time. What is A Course in Miracles? With your kind permission, I'm going to come back for one more hour, perhaps, and continue to demonstrate to you what's appearing now on all of the nets and the conversation that's going on in this world and the realization of the fundamental possibility of quantum instances where communication will be direct and whole, and we'll share this moment of love together. I am acting as an agency in your own mind to show you the solution that you just found. So we can say together, God is the mind with which we think, and certainly the idea of the power of light of God goes with us wherever we go. Let's say it together. God bless us, each and every one. Stand by.